Sheehan.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
if you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Say what? Oh, yeah. I don't know if y'all can hear me out there because I don't have control of the board. But if you can, it's Miss Elliott in the big chair. And, hell, we're trying to get into Blog Talk Radio. We're having technical difficulties tonight, but hey, we're trying to work through it. First and foremost, this second kisses to the high five for the blue pumps and fellas, and kisses to all the girls in the world except for one, and she knows who her black ass is. But hey, folks, looks like we're going to have a problem. Damn thing, my boy for some reason won't pull up, folks, so hey, that's all part of live radio, folks. But we'll get it together, and we're still struggling to get the show going. So, hey, I can't say T.O., so y'all have to bear with me until I get this damn show pulled up. But, hey, until then, folks, hold on. We'll get it going. We got control of the board. All right. Woo! Lord, have mercy. And that was one of them things, folks. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't care what happened. But we finally got control of the board, and we're back. Hey, Momo B. Nessa. Well, hey, Nessa.
I'm here.
Hey, Nessa. Damn, this is unbelievable.
But you got it going.
Damn, I'm telling you, this was hell to get it going.
I can't get the sound up on the thing, on my computer.
You can't get the sound up. It's something going on with Blog Talk Radio tonight, and I guarantee it is, because my whole board is, like, really just slow as hell, and this is nuts.
Is the chat up yet?
Hold on. I'm trying to pull everything up right now. What happened with Momo B?
Let me get her on the line. Hold on. Want me to put on mine, or you going to put on yours?
You can call it with that. You know, let her know what show's up and going.
Okay, hell, hold on.
No, what the hell?
Okay, hold on. 800-7233. You keep doing what you're doing. I'll call Mama B.
Okay.
After I throw this dog.
All right. Well, this is just ghetto as hell. Hey, folks, but hey, we do what we got to do to get this thing going.
Call in because he got it halfway up working. so he can click you on. Okay, bye.
Yeah,
stop.
Boy.
Stop.
Mm.
Stop biting my feet.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn, now you talk. Who you talking to, your husband?
No. Ah! Shut up.
No,
I cannot get my sound up.
Hey, trust me, it's something with Blog Talk tonight. Got to be something with Blog Talk. I can't even get. Okay, 10 minutes.
Just slow your roll, and it'll come up, and you'll work it because you're good at this. Just slow it down, and you'll get it.
Okay, we got it. All right, Vanessa, you know what time it is. It's time for 10 minutes. Jay, I don't care if you're listening, you fat bastard. It happens. It happens to you too. All right, folks, it's time for 10 good minutes. Where we wrap the class and talk about things that we want to talk about.
10 good minutes.
10 things. Wow. So hey, folks, this is the section of the show where we wrap and clap and we talk about things that are going on around us. And hey, let's talk about it, Vanessa. Hey, Jay called me day before yesterday or something. Had to be Monday or something like that. Now he said the show. That people sent him emails talking about how raunchy the show was on Saturday. How we got kind of sexually explicit on the show Saturday. And I didn't think the show was that bad, but hey, I digress. You know, I thought we were cool with it. I thought we had a good time. I thought everybody was pretty open with their talk. But Jay said, speaking of people that are open with their thing, Momo Beezy and Easy, hey, I'm just telling you.
Yes. Mama B,
they
said we were bad on Saturday.
I'm having problems with the board. So,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mama Beezy and Hazy. Jay said the show got explicit, like sexually explicit, on Saturday. Did you think that, Momo?
I don't remember Saturday.
You got to ask
me.
I was going to be like, well, what was Saturday about?
In Momo B's world, Momo B take it 2 days at a time. 2 days at a time.
Okay.
You ask me something the past 2 days, I can't help you, brother. I can't testify on your behalf. I can't do nothing for you, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember
okay, thanks,
Tuesday.
Momo.
I mean, Saturday
I appreciate
show. It's like the truth. I know why. I keep it real. Momo B keeps it real, baby.
Yeah, but I didn't think it got, you know, she said people got, they said, oh, Mr. Elias must be horny. He's asking all these questions.
Oh,
I was like,
wait.
Really?
No, if that was the case, I would have remembered. So tell them to go to hell.
Yeah. I was just trying to.
Crazy.
I said, Jay, what are you talking about? And he said, oh, no, man. Everybody's talking about, is Mr. Elias horny? Is why is he talking like that? And then I was like, wow. I didn't think
oh,
I was
no,
talking
no,
like
no,
that.
No. You know, no. This is it. Okay, it's all come back to me now. You want us to elaborate on the responses we were given. That's not you being horny. It's just, you know, normally Jay's in, he's babbling on about his own stuff. So, you know, when he's not here, we got to fill it in. If fill in means we got to elaborate on what we're talking about. So that's just it. And, you know, truth be told, if you got
a...
Real is real.
So
it's not that...
But one of the questions Saturday had something to do with what was it that we expected from a man, because mine, that's unbelievable that we would expect from our husband or our significant other this time, and mine was money, and Rich Sisters was, she wanted somebody to be good to her, or blah, 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 or something. I mean, so I don't see what was so explicit about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know what? It wasn't your bad. You was asking the questions, and we were... Just filling it in. That's it.
That's
I don't
right.
know who said what, but okay. I'm sorry it offended you, but bye
bye. Yeah, Jay said, Jay's right, man. He said, I get calls, people talking about how horny, were you horny and all this. I'm like, what? Huh? I'm just asking questions.
But isn't it kind of Jay
said,
real, keeping it real?
Yeah, Jay, I mean, Miss Terry said she wanted a husband with a big thing down south.
The funny thing about it is they know us. They know us. They know Miss Terry. They know how Momo does. Like, they already know. So it's no surprise how we responded. So I don't know why they pointed the finger at you, Miss Elias. I really don't. But
well,
I don't know
what they're saying. That's what they're saying, Frank. That's what they're saying. That's what they said, and I was like, wow, I didn't, you know, and it got one of our favorite listeners. She said, this is a bit too much for me. Marianne Music said, oh, this is a bit too much for me. I'm like, what? You know,
no, she didn't.
She said, I'm out.
I don't know.
Yeah,
she
did.
She said, I'm out. I was like, whoa. Wait,
no,
nice,
I can't believe
it. Okay, the chat room is open. See if you can get in now.
Okay, let me go in.
I mean,
in
I guess
the
Blog Talk is coming back slowly but surely, but not. There's nobody in the chat room right now. Well, more bees in there.
Because everybody was already on here at 7:30. They got to come back.
Yeah. Wow.
Everybody was here when the show was supposed to be going on.
Right. Hey,
but they better come back because we need some answers because I don't understand why they
on
Miss Elliott.
Yeah, they said I was at Jay said, man, he said I woke up to a bunch of emails. Emails talking about, is Mr. Elliott horny? Is he getting any? I'm like, why is everybody asking about my sex life? Why is everybody in my business like that?
That's not nice. I'm offended.
Nah. I was
offended
too. I was offended too. I was like, this is nuts.
I am
what
offended.
What the hell?
I thought
I was just holding the show down, but hey, look, hey, that's what 10 Good Minutes is about, to talk about that. And I didn't think, maybe it's because they don't hear me talk much, and maybe it's because, you know, I just sit back in the cut and just listen to people talk. Maybe that was it. I don't know. But
No, because that's what you do. That's what you do. You sit back in the cut all the time, but you can say, elaborate. That's all you were saying was elaborate, and you were laughing. You were more into it because Jay wasn't there running his big fat mouth. So that's it.
Yeah.
So you ain't no far on your own. So who's mad?
I can't wait to understand this.
Right now, I'm foggy. I'm foggy like a mother.
All right, now, you're going
to
get us
like,
in trouble, Mama B.
I ain't going to get us in trouble. Hey, I got the boy. I'm in charge here.
This is who I am. I thought to myself,
wow, I didn't know it had gotten that deep. I really didn't.
No.
I didn't.
Especially
because I
was under the weather. I was under the weather that Saturday, and imagine if I was 100%, we would have really been in trouble.
Well,
if they'd
be mad at somebody, they're going to be mad at me and Ernest, because we were the ones that was doing the talking, but...
Well, they can be mad.
They'll get over it.
Well, they sent an email to me. When he got up that morning, he showed up, gave me the ride out. He was like, man... What was you doing on that show?
I had to think about it in the chat room.
You know what he should have did before he asked you, but he should have listened to the show, and then said what he had to say. If he didn't listen to the show, then he need to shut up.
Well, he said he's going to listen to the show and get back to me, but he never did.
He should have did it before he stepped to you. That's what I would have did.
Nah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
He didn't get back to me.
And then I would have said what I had to say.
Well, we got a good QOD tonight. I can't wait to get Charles impressed. This is a great one tonight. I can't wait to get Charles impressed on this one.
Well, that's what it is. So we can formulate our words, but we won't get stoned.
Oh, you going, boy? You have to wait. That's not a part of 10 Good Minutes. You get it about 2 minutes. I'm hoping Princess O'Day is here tonight. Because, hey, she ain't showed up the last couple times.
Yeah, she's had phone issues before, and before that, she's in jail. So one can only see what's going to happen to her.
Yeah, well, hell, if we don't get it, we'll at least have more time to talk. But this QOD is, the one I had was, are you living your life's true purpose? You know, and what you were designed to do in life.
No.
I was like, nah, I didn't want to see that because if her ass was here, she'd have ran away with that.
It would have been a
three-hour
show.
Yep, I was like, nah. But folks, I can't wait to the other side of this break so we all get here with this fun QOD, because I'm quite sure the women are going to be kind of a little mad at me on this one.
That's what I like. I'm in the mood.
Yeah, boy, we gotta have a little controversy here, because it wouldn't be right if we did.
Of course.
If we just came in with straight lace, be all huffy and puffy. But it's something that the men can answer to. I think that's Stiletto on the call, on the line with us. I think that's Stiletto. And he might even chime in on this one. But, hey, look, it's going to be an interesting show tonight, folks. I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, that is Stiletto.
And
just
me too.
Damn,
if you got a problem, call into the show. Don't talk behind our backs. Reporting back like a squirrel to Jay Riles. Come on in. What's up?
I don't care. Like I'm scared of Jay. Only thing I'm scared of is he's cutting all them damn cows with that damn leather jacket on.
Yeah,
that's all I'm scared of.
Guess what they were saying on the sound? Jay. Call
me
in. You got a problem.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, Stiletto, we'll get to you after the break. I know that's Shoot Brother. I kind of recognize your number. And thank you for listening. But, hey, look, 10 Good Minutes isn't sponsored by anybody.
Yeah, I love it.
So if you want to sponsor 10 Good Minutes, call it. listen to TGI's radio at live.com. Send us an email with a phone number and whatever. We'll get back to you. So, hey, folks, we'll be right back to you at this break right here.
Hey,
ladies, mute yourselves.
Tell somebody, mama, mute. Like somebody's scared. Ain't nobody scared, around here.
Hey, mute yourself because I don't know what this board is doing. So, we'll be right back to you after this break.
You are listening to the TGRS Radio Network.
The private payroll survey by Moody's and ADP shows lower than expected job growth for the month of February. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the number of private sector jobs increased by 139,000.
139,000 jobs is well below the average added over the last year. Hiring was weak across many sectors. The construction industry gained some, but financial services lost ground. In addition, ADP revised its January numbers lower, meaning the previous month was much weaker than thought. Bad winter weather continued to hurt hiring, according to the survey, and that means employment prospects could improve as temperatures warm up. This report comes in advance of the Labor Department's monthly data due out Friday. The past 2 months have shown disappointing job growth. Analysts are expecting to see hiring levels at about 150,000 net new jobs. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
In central Washington state, engineers are racing to stabilize a major crack in a Columbia River dam. Here's Northwest News Network's Anna King.
Steve Allen farms about 3 miles below the dam. He has a 100-acre orchard and employs a lot of workers in the area. He says so far dam operators haven't shared a contingency plan with him in case of emergency.
If it broke, if it actually came apart, and a lot of water came down through here, then my orchard would be severely affected. It would wipe out my orchard, probably.
Dam operators with Grant County say they believe if the spillway section was to topple, other parts of the dam would hold and keep communities safe downstream. For NPR News, I'm Anna King, near Vantage, Washington.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The Jay Riles Show. Have a good evening.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network, the number one online radio network.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
The number one online radio network.
That's awesome.
Shut up, you're drunk.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
Gosh, you're even prettier than your picture.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
That's right, folks. It's Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Ah, and we got some of the very best in the biz with us tonight. We got my girl, Nessa. What's going on, Nessa? I tell you, like Brandon Knight used to call this girl Nessa. Nessa, what's going on, baby?
Not much is going on. I'm going to be a good girl tonight, so I won't get in trouble.
Don't be a head out. You can't be no good girl. You got a good girl is born girl. No, I don't like that. I don't like that. No, I don't like that. And we got my girl.
Then hunt me and Momo down.
Be Momo bad. Momo BZ and the Heezy for Sheezy.
Yes, ain't nothing to it but to do it. And I'm ready.
Look at here. Girl,
yes.
Look at here.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Man. We got somebody who hasn't been here in a while. Ooh, guess who's here?
Miss Perry?
Hey, Dr. Odelia, and how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fabulously fine. How are you guys?
Please forgive me if I don't play your intro because we're having board issues tonight. So nothing against you, darling, but we're having board issues tonight. I didn't play anybody's intro, so hey, how about that? You like apples? How you like them apples? So, Dr. Odelia, you've been missing from us for a while. Where have you been?
Well, last week I tried to get on the show and I was unable to. It kept clicking me off. Stranger things were happening last week.
Strange you should mention that because we started the show late this evening because, hey, I couldn't get in either. So it happened, you know. But... Okay, besides last week, where have you been besides that? Have you been missing for almost a month?
It has not been a month. It was only two weeks, so whatever.
Hey, okay, you were there last week.
No, it was really
42 weeks. Huh?
No, it was 2 weeks. It was more than 2 weeks. She was missing.
Oh,
it was more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was
because
two
Vanessa
weeks.
Vanessa took your place, girl, and we was talking about that 3 weeks ago.
Have you met
Nessa? No. Don't be kidding me, John. How are you doing tonight?
No, it's not a
man.
Nobody can take anybody's place. We are.
Well,
yeah, she took
this
spot. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
your
however
now.
It is.
Well,
no,
see,
that to say, sister, that you've been gone for more than 2 weeks. That was my point.
Yeah, you've been gone for way more than 2 weeks. Where have you been, Dr. Day? You still ain't answered my question.
Now, 1 week, I think prior to the last 2 weeks, I was busy. I had to
speak
somewhere. That was something. But then the next
week,
we don't have
that much time,
Dr.
Day. Okay. You playing games with me. Where you been?
I want to talk about where I've been on my terms.
This is my time, man. Okay. We'll talk about it on your time. You talk about it on your time.
But then,
okay, we'll talk about it on sister. We got other business to get to now.
I'm going to talk about it. I don't want anything.
First and foremost, last time I checked, this is J. Ryle's show. And every time J. Ryle says something, who's these things in charge?
Here.
Okay, well, let me show you who is here. It's called a mute button. That's the damn, who was here. Nah, keep it up. Nah, you asked the mute land. How about that? Hey, she had to see it coming. Hey, so, hey, you know, we got royalty in the house, and we always got royalty come in.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, Jay King?
Woo-wee. You know what? I like that. I walked in right on the mute button. I liked it, that.
She going to come in and tell me what she going to do. See, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. No, you can talk about a mute plan. I had enough. That's Dr. Word of Life. That's Dr. Word of Life.
Oh.
You know what it is. Okay.
You know, we cut her out the JKN.
Yeah.
We didn't do it on purpose. You know, she got caught up in that other life. You know, she's... You know, that hood life.
That hood life.
JK, you know I love you. Can we please save this for the sister, mom?
Okay, well, hey, look. Hey, well, we're going to go to the QOD. We running late anyway. So, folks, we got to go QOD today. Wow. And, folks, I've been waiting on this one all night. And I'm quite sure the ladies had, too. QOD is what do women pretend to like to impress men, and what do men pretend to like to impress women? So that's our QOD tonight. What do women pretend to like to impress men, and vice versa? Let's see who do I want to go to first. Why not, Vanessa? You're new to this game. What do women pretend to like that they don't like just so they can be with their man?
Sports.
You don't like no sports.
Some women act like they enjoy sports just because they know they man like sports, and they want to spend time with him. So they cook a good meal and they sit there and look at stuff that they don't necessarily want to look at. They, Vanessa, fake and act like
sports.
That's another
one answer.
Sports? Really?
Yes.
So you don't like no sports at all?
I do, but it's not something that I mean I can live without it. I mean, it wouldn't just make me any difference. And my husband's got a big...
Every week after week after week. No,
every Monday night football and every Sunday all day.
Do that.
Some women fake like just to spend time with their man, be it however, sitting next to him, cooking in the kitchen, commercial breaks. I, on the other hand, don't do that, but a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a part of our routine. No, it's not.
Okay, so Vanessa, what did you do? Yeah, what did you like? Exactly.
My husband's a geek. He likes to go to computer stores and Fry's and look at all of this geeky computer stuff. So I wouldn't even go. And then he would throw back at me and say, well, you want me to go to such and such with you? So I started just acting like I enjoy going just so I wouldn't have to hear his mouth when I wanted him to go a particular place with me. So I act like I enjoy going to the geeky computer stores.
I hope he's listening tonight. I really do hope he's listening tonight.
Garage, and he's in his computer room. No, he's not listening.
I hope he's listening today. I'm back at that. So you take the fuck on going to computer stores so you can get your man. So after you get
him.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you what would be funny. If she's got, after the show, he's sitting in that computer room with his feet kicked up. Chewing on some grapes, saying, "Yeah, I heard what you said about me."
But that's let's go to the computer store. But I don't do the sport thing. I mean, if it's something I don't want to do, I just don't do it.
Mm.
But that's just me.
That seems to be.
Do you still go to the computer store with him, though? That's the thing. Do you still go to? Okay. So you still
I go to the computer store with him, and I just stand around while he's ordering his parts because he works on people's computers and stuff, and I just hold a conversation with him in the truck going to keep him company. But that's what I fake like I like, just to spend time with him.
Okay. So you say he's faking it.
Yeah, but she's spending time with him, though. You got to give her that.
Yeah, that's true. You got to give her that.
You know I don't like it, but he appreciates me going.
Wow. Damn, that's a good one. Damn. Okay, I hate to go here, but
Momo B.
No, I don't want to go to. You always say Momo B for last. You always say Momo B for last.
Yeah, the best for last.
She's gonna have some crazy stuff out there. Damn. I kind of hesitate to do this, but Dr. O'Dillion.
I know you have to. You got to.
Okay, I'm going to say the same. Well, one of the things I was going to say, number one, is sports, which you may do, but you really don't really want to do.
Okay, we only ask for one thing. We ask for one thing. So,
did I say anything else? Did I say anything else?
Yeah.
See, you guys are so caught up in the idea that I'm saying too much. You accuse me
because
of it.
Because you're going to start. Because you're going to. This is a 2-hour program.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything.
The point is, saying something that somebody else said. Let's move on to what you want to say. Now.
Yeah, what you were going to say. Not, I'm going to
First
say sports,
all,
but then somebody said
what
sports.
What I was going to say was sports.
Okay,
football,
so that's now come on to Momo B.
Excuse me. It's still my turn.
That's why I'm saying don't waste your time saying what somebody else is saying.
Okay, I didn't have enough of that one. Your mic is on mute. Hey, we got a phone call coming in. I ain't had enough. Hell. We got a phone call coming in. Hell, man, been here 9 weeks. You don't come here talking crap like that. Get out of here. Had enough of that already. Man, we got a phone call. Is this Stiletto?
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings.
Stiletto.
Hey, everybody.
Stiletto. What's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, just out here driving, trying to make a little something. But peace and blessings to everybody.
Hope you're on your Bluetooth. Peace and blessings to you, too. You're on your Bluetooth, right?
I got my headphones on, so it's similar.
Okay,
to that.
Well, that's good. That's good enough.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I can't complain, man. So, Stiletto.
Yes, sir.
We're asking that question today. What do women pretend to like to impress their men? And what do men pretend to like to impress their women? What's something that you pretended that you like to impress a woman?
Oh, that's a good question, man. That's a real good question. I tell you what, brother, give me about 15 minutes. Let me give a thorough thought on it. because you know, I know it's 2 hours. I don't want to be long. But just give me 15 minutes. Let somebody else go. And I think I can give you an accurate answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brother. We'll do that. Well, we want a male point of view. I already know where this is going. So,
like
Jay King, my brother.
I got to be honest with you.
Have you ever pretended to like something to get a woman?
You know what? I ain't going to lie. This girl cooked one day, and I pretended like it was good. But you know what? I was almost like a squirrel. You know how he stick it right there on the side, and I kept, you know, and I would go to the bathroom every 5-10 minutes, and she said, "You going to the bathroom off a lot? You all right?"
Oh no.
Have you ever went out to a friend's house to eat and the chicken seemed no good?
Oh, man.
Word.
But I've also pretended to like that nasty ass perfume she got on. Because, you know, they're going to ask you, how you like this? I mean, it's on now. What am I going to say? I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So when a dude say, when you say, how you like my perfume? And he say, oh, it's cool. Mm. What he really saying is, you shouldn't have put it on before you asked me. You should have asked me first.
Really?
You should have sprayed it in the air so I could tell you no. Smell like rain. Now your woman out with you smell like Raid. Everybody looking around looking like roaches are dying everywhere. Even the roaches are fools. Damn, that's rude.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. That, yeah, I guess, man, I have to come up with something, man, because, hey, you're not going to like everything about everybody, man. But, hey, we got to take a quick promotion break. We'll be right back after this. So everybody mute yourself because Flower Tide is giving me hell tonight. So we'll be right back. Who do we have on the phone lined out?
We got Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
It's Miss Jackson, but not the nasty one.
Oh, well, you can be the nasty one, baby, if you play your cards right, girl.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to be that.
That was awkward.
I want to relieve everybody of the illegal taxes that they're paying.
Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for calling. We have a show called The Serious Side, the J-Rouse Show that happens every Sunday morning. Maybe you can call in on that show, and we can really have a conversation about this.
You asked the question, and I stated my opinion.
Ooh. Ooh, okay, Ms. Jackson.
If the show is not on a serious level, maybe I'm in the wrong room.
Barbara, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you for listening to this show, and we appreciate you, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, have a good night.
You give me the damn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass!
Barbara, Miss Jackson.
Thank you, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, it's like she's not happy with J. Ryle right now.
Attention, please. J. Ryle is an idiot. I repeat, J. Ryle is an idiot.
Apparently, I walked in the wrong damn chat room. I'm going to let the girl hit me when the good Lord split me. How about y'all? I think it's safe to say that Miss Jackson will not be listening to the show anymore. All right, 347-8.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Hey, this is your resident map of the South. Mom's a little Donna's kickstarting your weekend every Friday with Ladies First Radio's TJRS Network. A show for women, by women. Oh, and we love our men too. Come hang out with us every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as my co-host, Dr. Princess O'Day, and I discuss everyday issues and offer inspirational solutions. From the East Coast to the West Coast to all over the world, Ladies First Radio keeps it real, spreading positivity one show at a time. Don't have time to listen to us live? Carry us with you. Download Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, through podcast, your iTunes, or iPod. Come be inspired with Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, a show for women, by women.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Yes, ma'am. What am I doing? Am I talking to myself? Yes, ma'am.
My thing is, this is what I'm saying. You all know I talk a lot, and that's what I do. So when you ask me a question, be prepared.
Hear what you want to hear. And while I'm talking,
yes, ma'am. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Shaboom. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you.
I'm in and out of time. I ain't got no heartful feelings for nobody. I'm just doing me. So when I do me, don't get mad at me. But here he goes chiming in and he go behind him. Yeah, Mo, yeah, you're talking too much. You're talking too much. No, I'm not. I keep it short. I keep it sweet. I'm telling you what I got to tell you. That's it. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I never do that until you disrespect me. That's when I come off. Until then, I'm good. Boom. I bet you I'm under time. What? What?
I think I just made a total fool of myself, sir.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
347-8500. 1272 is the number to call in.
That shit wasn't funny.
347-8500. 1272 is the number to call in. And we got some of the very, very best in the band. We got Black Girl with us. We got Ness on the line with us. Hey, Ness, how you doing, baby?
Doing fine. And y'all are cutting up.
Oh, man. We got Dr. Adelius. Hey, Dr. Adelius.
Hey. How are you?
All right. And we got my girl Momo Beezy and Heezy for Sheezy.
I'm on strike, and you know that's right. That wasn't funny.
Hey, folks, we got my brother from another mother with us. Jay calls him Light Skin, but I always call him Jay King. What's going on, Jay King? Jay King got us on mute already. Oh, man. And we're on the Jay King Network right now, so when Jay King gets back, I want him to tell us what's going on his show tonight. But, hey, let's let you know what's going on at DTRS Radio Network. Hey, all time is Central Time. So, hey, tomorrow night we got Dr. Odeya with us, and she's doing the True Purpose Development show tomorrow night, and that starts at 7 o'clock Central Time. And then on Fridays we got Ladies First Radio that's with Moms Tula Donis, Dr. Princess Odeya, and Rich Sister also joins in on that show. That show starts at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we all said Saturday we got the big show here with myself, Ernest, Jay, Momo Beezy, and the Hazy, Nessa, Jay Rao. That show starts at 5 o'clock Central Time. Saturday we got the serious side with myself, Dr. Odeya, Jerome Esprit, Jay Rao, and that starts at 9 o'clock Central Time. And Wednesday we'll be right back here at 7:30 Central Time. That's myself, Nessa, Momo B, Dr. Adelia, Jay Rao, and Jay King joins us a lot. And Jay King, are you with us?
I'm with you. I'm sorry, man. I went to the other line. You know, Dr. Princess had threw some words through the back door. I'm fighting them off. You know, I'm just trying to. They coming in from everywhere.
What are you talking about tonight on your show, Jay?
Tonight my show is on is it possible to make work, if working on a budget, is it possible to create a quality product? And I say yes, it is. It is possible, and we're going to talk about it. Dr. Princess, you might want to tune in, so you stop throwing out the product that you throw out, and you throw out something good moving forward. Basically, we can help you. And I think you got a prison album in you, personally.
Wow.
Now, what did you just say?
Also, we got, let me finish with telling everybody what's going on, Dr. Dave, before you try and find out. Also, we got Kings in the Morning. Kings in the Morning, one of the funniest radio shows out there. They start at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. With Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, Lenny Lynn, legend Lenny Lynn, Jay King, Simi from San Diego, and the new addition to the show is Lady T. Very funny show, and Darkwing, DLW. I mean, very funny show, folks. If you want to get a laugh in the morning, tune in to Kings in the Morning. I do every morning, folks. So, hey, we're back to the QOD. What do women pretend to like to impress men and vice versa? Okay, Dr. D, are you ready to give us your answer now, or are you just going to keep giving us a lot of words?
First of all,
Are you ready to get your soliloquy?
Okay, anyway, this is what I'd like to say. I choose to sit and watch football more than I normally would just for him because he really loves football. But
Before you ask, I got a question, Dr. Dave. Do you watch football from the driveway or do you watch it in the house?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here come the driveway.
I'm so glad that, you know, what's so wonderful is that everyone has an opportunity to laugh. So anyhow, I'm going to show you guys. That's what it is. Football is me.
So football is what you usually watch. You don't like watching it.
I'm not gonna say I don't like it. I just if I wasn't watching it with them, I probably wouldn't watch it. But it's not like I don't when I watch it, I watch it and I get really into it. But that's the one thing that
I think you only
everything
watch
else
football
really...
from you there because you don't really want to talk to you. And you know that's the only time he can stop the word. You know, Dr. Princess, I just give you a hard time because you are my friend and I love you. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back amongst us. You know, I mean, us. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah, I'm glad you're back, and I can't wait to sister to see where you've been. Even though I know where you've been, but hey, I know where you've been, but hey, I digress on that one. But I can't wait to sister tonight. Oh, man.
What's happening, sister?
She's gonna talk about her fun time where she's been. So that comes on after the listening
round.
Have you
done 10 years? Have you done 10 years?
I'm not talking, Jay. I said not until sister time. I will tell, and we will talk about it. But I want to first be able to tell it. My own way.
Wait a minute.
Not with you guys. You guys don't let me get too many words in edgewise on this side. You know?
Oh, well, hey. Hey, the damn floor is all yours right now. We got time. What do you want to say? The floor is all yours. I'm not going to mute you. I'm not going to do anything. Now, the floor is all yours. Now, tell me. If you want to talk about it, tell me where you've been. Let me know right now.
Okay, everybody has... No, you know, people need to be... Be quiet. Don't interrupt me. I'll just shut down.
No, no.
Look,
can't make no promises about that one.
Mm-mm.
You
bugging
now.
You
crazy.
Yeah, we got to interrupt you. You're stack words on top of words.
You're crazy. You didn't have no stipulations when you went to Slamma. You didn't even have no stipulations. So we ain't doing the stipulations thing. Nope, we not.
Mm-mm. No.
Can't
but
do it.
Hey.
We're not going to be able to do it.
Well, then let's go on with the QLD of the night.
Okay, well, we're doing the sister to sister.
That's it, maybe we'll go on
with
the QLD of the night.
What the hell did you say?
Well, listen, anyhow, so is that the only QLD we have tonight?
Yeah, no, we got about 10 of them. How many QLDs do we have, Dr. Davis? You've been here 30 years and you still have 20 questions we have? Yes,
can I do
all means, brother, go ahead.
Okay, this is the question of the QOD for you. Well, Dr. Princess, I want to start with you. How many days do you have to be in the big house before you get a mean girlfriend or a mean boyfriend in the jail cell with you? Dr. Princess.
I'm not sure of that. I don't know how to help you with that answer. With that. I can't help you there. Ask everyone else around. Let's ask everyone.
Since I've never been to jail, I don't know.
How many people would actually enjoy being in jail?
Okay, don't everybody speak up at once. Don't everybody speak up at once. I mean, don't nobody, everybody don't, come on. J. King asked the question. Can somebody answer it?
I just
answered
it.
See, we should start from the sister since he was the latest victim of the four walls.
Well,
you can't make no money in jail.
But Dr. Yeah. Princess in jail.
No, that's not true. You can make a lot of money in jail. Yes, you can. I'm just throwing that out there, not saying that I know. I'm just throwing that out there.
You speak from such a matter of fact point.
Well, since you is talking from an experienced point of view, why don't you give us some tips just in case we go to jail?
Okay, well, just in case you do go, make sure you have somebody on the outside who's willing to smuggle some stuff inside for you. And if you have that person, that if they get caught, then they're going to rat you out. There's going to be, like, two down for you. If you're able to be on the inside and get stuff from the outside, you can make mad money in jail. You can make more money in jail than you can outside of jail on a street corner. Yes, you can if you're able enough to pull it off. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Now,
I'm pretty sure you know, Momo.
Because
I'm just
the rumor
out
going
there.
Around that Dr. Princess enjoyed jail because she was a mule. But I ain't saying that.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I cannot wait.
Did you say that she was a mule?
I was immune to all the things that take place in jail.
A mule is somebody that's able to smuggle things into the prison.
Well, yeah, they told me that the mule is the hardest worker in prison.
Now what? Oh, you guys just are so funny. Ha, ha, ha. Can we
Dr.
talk
Princess,
about you? Yes, darling.
We can't wait to have you back on Kings in the Morning. We enjoy when you stop by.
No, you guys treat me worse than Robert Redwine.
Well, I mean, just Robert Redwine hasn't been to prison lately.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't either. I haven't been to prison.
You just got out of prison. You just got out of prison. Come on.
I wasn't in prison.
Mm-hmm. She was in jail without the bed. It's a difference. There is a difference between prison and jail.
There is a difference between prison and jail, but
you're talking from a lot of experience, aren't you?
Prison is permanent. Jail is temporary.
No, it's a difference.
Okay.
And you got.
You know what? You guys are probably going to hang around during the citizen class. Anyway, so you know what? Let's share, because I want to share with the audience. And I want if everybody can give me the respect. I'm looking off the clock. And I'm going to stop. I want to do this in under 5 minutes. So I'm going to share.
You're good and sister. How about that? I have a guy. We're doing it in sister to sister. But hey, I haven't got Momo B's response or Stiletto's response in this question. What do you pretend to like to impress a man, Momo? Please don't tell.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I got a good one. I know what I pretend to like every time. Going to his mama's house. That's what I pretended to like. I didn't like it at all. Yes, I hated it.
You hated going to his mama's house, huh?
I sure did, because she's a nosy old hag, and she thought she knew everything about me and my life. So, yes, I hated going there.
Okay, so why did you, elaborate. Why did you hate going to his mama's house?
Here we go. See, this is how you got in trouble last week.
I don't give a damn.
Was it the fact
that she know you stabbed her son?
Yes,
with the
car,
or him and he'll die.
That's what all went downhill when she realized the real me. The real me. And then she would pop, every time we would get to argument, she would pop stuff about me, my lifestyle, my family, what my family do, what they do. You don't even know my family. You heard because it turns out that he was a big mouth telling everything. And that's why last week when I said I want loyalty means shut up. Don't tell nobody my business. He went and told his whole family what my family do. So now I got to sit here and listen to this lady talk about my family and not slap her ass.
That's what I don't like. And that's what I hated going to have. Because she was sitting there saying, my family this and your family that, and your father, your cousin. Don't talk about my family because I'm not going to get fucked wild. You can talk about me. I held my own when she talked about me. I was like, I was quiet like a mother because I don't care. You can say what you want to say. I don't care if you're right or wrong, whatever. Because my mother taught me. So, you know, you don't have nothing good to say. Don't say nothing at all. So I was okay with her. She can say whatever she want to say when we had our beef. Never, never. This lady, I'm going to tell you about this lady. She's Jamaican, and Jamaicans got some rude-ass mouth. She would curse me out on my answer machine. She would curse me up and down. I never cursed at this lady. Not one time. Not one time. No, until she started talking about my family. That was the difference. Don't talk about my family. You can talk about me all you want, because I just laugh that stuff off. But don't talk about my family. I don't care if you tell the truth. Don't talk about us. Don't talk about us, because you don't even know them. You don't know them. She never met the people she was talking about. Lady, you have got killed for this stuff. You think you bad, and you talking all you talking. You don't even know the people. What? Nah, don't talk about my brother. My brother's in jail for murder to this day. And you want to talk about him? Really? You really want to go there? Really? I don't think so. Shut up. And that's what I had to tell her. So, yes, I dreaded going to his mother's house. Because she talked stuff she don't know nothing about. Yes.
So,
thank you very much.
So you pretended to like going over there just so you could appease him?
Like it. He knew I didn't like it. But
well,
Mama
B, that's the question.
No. I didn't pretend to like it. I went because if I didn't go, she was just going to talk about me. So if you want to talk about me while I'm here.
That's the question, darling. The question is, what do women pretend to like to impress their men?
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, you're right, because I didn't pretend to like it. I went, and I stood it up, and I dealt with what it was. But I'm glad I got it out there so everybody can know that I hated going over this house. So what I pretend to like was his children. How about that? The children! How about that one as a plan B? The children, yes. And I'm thank you. Lord,
how many other children did he have?
He had one.
So let me ask you a question. Is that why you say in your intro?
No,
you better get your mama.
No, that's not why I said that, because he had her before he had my children. Like that girl was first. She's the oldest out of all his children. So I never knew her as a child, but I got to know her as a teenager, and I was like, what is this? That's it, the children. And I'm sure a lot of people could agree with me. We pretend to accept them and like them because you got to. You're not going to say, I don't like her, get that hoe out of my house. You're not going to say all that. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do as a mother figure, because my children were growing up, so I didn't know how my children were going to turn out. People might say the same thing about my children as they got older. I want you to accept my children as part of your family, not just because they're not yours. You're going to hate them. So I never hated on her, but I hated her.
Okay. Okay.
If that makes sense to you, if you can understand that. I never treated her bad, but
I did
hate her. Yes, it was a difference. I did not like the girl, but I never treated her bad. That's one thing I did not do.
Okay. Well, Stiletto.
Yes, sir.
Now, are you ready to answer? You have like 15, 20 minutes now, brother. Are you ready to answer our question?
Okay. You know, I think I'm ready. I keep it short. There was a brother said earlier, he said cooking. I don't run into too many women who know how to cook all that good. And secondly, when a woman who thinks she's all that and she thinks she knows how to dress, and we go out and she's not really hitting on all eight cylinders on what she's wearing, and she has the nerve to ask me, what do you think about my outfit? You know, sometimes
you
I pretend
to like
sometimes,
it.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. The question is, why do you pretend to like it?
You know, it's all leading up to getting some at the end of the day, man.
What? That's the last so, I'm gonna pretend to like. I'm gonna pretend to like your outfit so I can get some. Is that why you said that?
You know, I mean, that's a part of.
So in essence, what you're saying, Stiletto, is that so you can see that outfit on the floor later on that you don't like, you're going to pretend you like it.
Well, you know, but the outfit, it'll look good on the floor versus on her.
On the what?
On the floor.
On the damn floor when she pick it up and throw it.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
What he's saying. But all clothes look good on the floor,
God.
unless they're your children's clothes, and they don't look too cute on the floor. But if they're grown person's clothes, oh, yeah. I'll pick it up, though.
Yeah, I got that. Hey, the views and tenure ain't not Miss Elliott. Y'all keep on talking about Miss Elliott's horny and nasty. That ain't me.
Yeah, they was wrong for that one, Miss Elliott. They was wrong for that.
So, Stiletto, that's your opinion of it. So you tell her, hey, I like this. Not Stiletto, I'm going to probe you a little bit more on this one. So
I like
the honey come out. The honey come out and the outfit is hideous. And you're like, ooh. She said, babe, what you think of my outfit? And you said, Now, she got a slamming body. She got a body like Venus, like Serena Williams.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, slamming body. But the outfit is just like, yuck. And you say, and she come out with this outfit, and what's the first thing you say? We say, how my outfit look, baby? How's this look on me?
Well, you know, if she has a shape like Serena Williams, well, the shape is making that outfit look real good.
So what do you say to her? What's the first thing that you say to her?
Not all outfits. Did y'all see that Kim Kardashian outfit that she wore when she was pregnant, that flower shit? That was hideous.
Ramona, watch your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
But
it was hideous.
I had to say that because right. Jay's listening. So what do you say to a Stiletto?
You know, I would tell her, you know, she makes the outfit look good. Whether she catches the hint or not, you know, that's on her. But, I mean, with a body like
that. That
wasn't
no hint to catch. You said the outfit looked good. That was it.
With the body like Serena, you can't go wrong with no outfit on.
But that's his answer.
Mm.
So if the body is good, but if the body ain't good, what you gonna say?
I mean, we got Mexican men, white men, Arab men, brothers. We all love Venus body. We all love Kim Kardashian body. But you know, whatever they wear, it look good because inside of our mind, man, we got that booty inside of our mind.
And that's just it. They don't really care. And that's why they always say, yep, look good. And that's why everything looks good. They don't deny it. They don't refute it. They don't do nothing. Because they don't care about it. They don't care about how we dress.
That's why
they
put on that booty. That's all they're worried about.
There's no man that's going to say, oh, no, you look horrible. No man says that because that's the least of the battles. They're not trying to swim in the water. They're not swimming in the waters.
Because most men don't.
Hold up.
What do you say, sister?
Somebody was like, hold up. Most men don't really care what they got on. But I kind of do because, hey, man, if you come out, man, with me and you ain't me, we might be taking it out later.
No.
If you come out
Miss Elliott,
you saying
you gonna tell her? You gonna tell her? Go back, try this again.
I'm being honest. I'm like, I ain't feeling it. I'm just being honest. I'm not feeling it.
What if she don't ask you? What if she don't ask you nothing about how she just? She just come out.
She come out with it. I'm like, dawg, I ain't really feeling that. I'm sorry.
I don't believe it. I wouldn't be nasty about it.
When I seen Dr. Adia in Detroit.
No.
I was like, okay. She was dressed. She was dressed to the nines, and she had herself together. She was very presentable. But if you come out and you just like dress like ooh, I'm like, okay, doll, I really ain't feeling that. But hey, if you want to wear that, go by all means, go ahead, knock yourself out. You know.
I don't believe you. Why would you bring up Dr. Gaye if she was all right? Well, why would you say that? You would just be like, okay, well, I would say that. And if she wasn't,
because that's
you
the only woman I've seen on the panel in person. That's the only woman I've seen on the panel in person.
Even if she came out looking crazy, you wouldn't have said that to her because y'all not dating.
I wouldn't have, but I'd have been like, I'd be like, I'm sorry, Mo. My personality wouldn't allow me to say
no, you wouldn't
have like,
don't
put
the name Mumble Bee in any negative senses about the way I'm dressing, boo. If you want to make an example, I appreciate your example, but not with my name. No, you will
okay,
not.
Okay, well, hey,
I don't
if you came
that.
Out and you had on
say
some
that.
Old crazy mess, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, is exactly what you would say. There would be no way in the world you would say,
Mama B,
we can't go out
because
you're looking crazy.
Mm.
No, boo.
I would gladly walk until you see the hair, you'd be like, hey, Mama, you're always like that. No, you wouldn't. I don't even believe that you would do that. I really don't. You know why? Okay. I just said, oh, yes, because I feel, this is all I feel.
I could be wrong, but I feel that you're more of a gentleman, that even if I was looking crazy, you would just go with the flow and be like, okay, the Mama B, she's my girl, okay, we're going to do this. And she looks crazy, but okay, that's her. That's how she looks. Tonight, we rocking, and that's it.
Okay.
Now, if I was your girl, then you might think, yo, boo, this is not how I'm saying. But if it was just like, oh, going out, hanging out, like, okay, that's Mama B's song. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, okay,
If you want to wear a Granny Clampett dress, go ahead and knock yourself out. But, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after this. So mute yourselves.
Too many fathers are AWOL.
Well,
missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. We need families to raise our children. We need fathers to recognize that responsibility doesn't just end at conception. That doesn't just make you a father. What makes you a man is not the ability to have a child. Any fool can have a child.
You are listening to the TJRS
Radio
Network.
Radio.
Goodbye.
We take so much for granted.
Like going to school.
Watching TV.
Seeing a movie.
Keeping warm at night.
It's easy to forget that every day.
Millions of people living in poverty.
Are fighting for their lives.
Progress is being made.
Tens of millions more kids in school.
Millions more people on life-saving AIDS medicine.
And malaria deaths cut in half in countries all across Africa.
But more needs to be done.
This is not about charity.
It's about justice. It's about equality.
Over the course of history,
young people,
people like us, have made a difference.
We have changed laws.
We have broken barriers.
We have decided elections.
We can defeat
extreme poverty
and preventable disease
by all working together
across borders, time zones,
and culture.
Through awareness,
advocacy,
and action.
As college students, you have the power. You have the power to build a better future.
Create a buzz.
The more people talk,
the more we can accomplish. You and me.
All of us. Coming together
as one.
One.
As one.
Join us.
Go to one.org.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind, find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
J-Rile Show, I'm sorry, I really... something really important has just come up, so I'm gonna have to turn it back over to you guys. But it was nice talking to you guys. So I love you guys, and everybody take care. All right, I gotta take care of something really important. Yeah, let me get a number one with. Can I get barbecue sauce on that, please? All right, I'm up. Okay, thank you.
He forgot to take us off the phone.
No, I don't got the Prince O'Dea. Were you on the little bus? It's a joke. She's playing along with it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with her? Did you hear her? I got to take up off mute. We can't hear him.
Being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before, so before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
And you know what's funny when you make love to a woman and she on top? And the phone ring, that's some funny shit. When she on the phone ring, man, every time she, you know, the phone be ringing, ring, ring. And every time, you know, she pick up the phone, start fiddle-faddling with, you know. When she pick it up, every time she start to talk, give her the dick. She'll be like, hey, hello. What I'm doing? This when you get what I'm doing? Ooh, nice. I ain't scared of you, mother.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in, and you're dealing with some of the best in the business.
Ooh, what I'm doing? Nothing? Nothing?
Nessa, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing okay, sweet love. How y'all doing?
Ah, we doing it. We doing it. And we got my guy, Stiletto. What's going on, Stiletto?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peace and blessings to everybody.
Right on. We got Dr. Adelia. How you doing, Dr. Adelia?
I am doing absolutely fabulous, everyone. Hi.
Hey, we got Momo Beavy in the easy.
Put it down for Sheezy.
Yes, yes, yes. We're asking a question. And I guess everybody's coming up with the same question. That what do women do to, what do women pretend to like to press their man and vice versa? And, wow, I guess it's sports. Momo B said she pretended like a guy's his child.
His mother
really like
and his children, like his phone.
His mother and his children. Nessa said she pretended to. Nessa said she pretended to like going computer shopping with her husband because he's a geek. But hey, it's good you married a geek. And Dr. D said she pretends to like football, but she doesn't really like football. Because she sits there and watch
another
football.
Thing I pretend to like.
What's that?
Regular sex. I can't stand it. But
okay. Well, I'm going
to
test that with a 10-foot pole. I am not going
to
test that with a 10-foot pole. I've already been called nasty. And all kind of, if you don't like listening to you, Mr. Elliott, because all you talk about is sex. So I'm going to leave that one alone.
I tell you what, you can leave it alone, but I'm going to tell you, I don't like the regular stuff, boo. So, yeah, I might say, yeah, do it, baby, do it. But I'm thinking, will you get off me because I got things to do. I got phone calls to make and I got pictures to watch.
Okay, well, hey, I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. That's all you, Momo B. I ain't got nothing to say.
I got a question about that response.
Okay,
now, what was it that got you to that point where you said, let me get off that, let me go watch my TV show, I got things to do? What got you to that point?
I just don't like doing stuff regular. If you know about mobile, who is that talking? Stiletto? It got to be Stiletto.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you don't know the lifestyle of Momo B. I like things different. I like to do different things. I like to – everything about me is out of the ordinary. So if you come up in my house and you think, okay, let me take off my clothes and lay on top of you, it ain't going to happen for me. It may happen for you, but it ain't going to happen over here. So regular stuff do not – it does nothing for me.
That yeah, you got to dress up in – mask and capes and all kind of crap with Momo B. All right, we got Rich Sister on the line with us. So, Rich Sister, how you doing this evening, darling?
I'm doing great. How's everyone doing?
We're doing excellent. So, what do you do to pretend that you want to be with your man? What do you do?
Oh, he's
not in a relationship.
Thank you.
Huh?
I get a man before I can tell you.
So you had a man. You mean to tell me you never had a man ever in your life?
Well, I'm not saying that, but it's
okay,
like
well,
I explained all that.
When you had a man, what did you do to pretend that stuff? What did you do? To pretend that the things that you liked that you didn't like it just to impress him. What did you
do? It had to be something.
Oh, well. I guess one thing probably maybe laughed at jokes that wasn't really funny.
Oh, okay. So he's like, you don't want a chicken cross the road, don't you? And he's like,
so funny, baby.
Yeah.
Is that what it was, Rich Sister? You don't want a chicken
pretty
cross
much.
The road. That was funny, baby. Hey, boy, look. We're going to our last break, folks. Listen to Lives after this. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Our history isn't just something that lives in the past. We carry it with us every day. In our minds, in our hearts, and even in our hands. This Black History Month, AT&T 28 Days is looking to inspire the next generation with the Making History Happen Challenge. Find out how you can get involved at att.com/28days.
What up, it's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. Now, I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, well, I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them dogs will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the Jay Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about?
I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, y'all know what time it is. Yes.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go. It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, it's time for the Listening Lounge. And I've been waiting for this one all week. Jay says it's going to be interesting. He put this one together. So, hey, let's get to it. Ladies, y'all ready for the Listening Lounge?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, well, let's get to it. That's in the sound and endorsement.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
doing? Very well. Want to say hello to my family, D.C.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I was born to be Earth's song, and I feel like life has run away. I feel like I'm running, not away, but to take off and fly. Using this life has run away. Gone to sleep in other worlds I've seen. When my thoughts turn into things, magical and tangible, then know my how fresh we would be if we took our dreams seriously. Cause I feel like I'm running, not away, but to take off and fly. Using this life as a runaway. I feel like I'm running, not away, but to take off and fly. Using this life as a runaway. Like you're running, don't run away. You just take off and fly. Use this lifetime as a runaway. You feel like you're running, don't run away. Just take off and fly. Use lifetime as a runaway. Oh yeah. Take off and fly. Take off and fly. Take off and fly.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some food in.
All right, folks, that was our listening lounge, and, I kind of dug the first couple songs, because, hey, the first one was my girl, Layla Hathaway. So this is a pretty good minute to wrap it up. So, Dr. Adelia.
Yes.
Yes, Natalia. Yes. And Sister to Sister.
Yes.
What are we actually talking about in Sister to Sister?
Well, I wanted to answer the question that everybody asked. And I want to tell our family here on the TJRS Radio Network how it all went down.
I want to share the story.
I want to share the story. The story was absolutely awesome and inspiring. And I just have to share. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, hey. Folks, if you want to hear what Dr. O'D is missing for the last month or so, she only said 2 weeks, but the last month
or so. It wasn't
a month.
Only 2 weeks.
Dr. O'D, it's at least 3 weeks. You weren't here last week and 2 weeks prior to that.
No, I don't know, but I wasn't.
Yeah, you were gone for a while, so hey, I know because I was like, I don't have to use the mute button anymore. But I digress on that one. If you want to hear what happened, and Dr. Adia's amazing tales of what she went through. Thanks for the
1 minute left.
The time. And we go, wow. I can't wait, Dr. Adia, to hear this one. I can't wait.
Oh, really?
I sure can't wait on this one. Wow. Yeah, if I don't listen, I'll be mad at it. I'll probably be sleeping and get up early. But I am going to leave the telephone and the mics open so you guys can do your sister time.
Oh, so you're not
going
to be here to hear? You're not going to be here to hear?
I'm not saying I won't be here, but I will be listening, as long as I can. By that, I mean, I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, hey, I got to get up and do my thing, say my prayers, and get into work. So, yeah, I got to get up pretty early. But I will be listening for the first part. out of it, and I won't even be, I won't even tune in. I won't even say anything. I just listening intently, just to see what this one's gonna be about.
Wow. 3, 2, 1.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Fine.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, me and Jackie, we put the dead before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
She just, whoa, she what? Just took a club.
Wait a minute. That's breaking news. She's going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
In about an hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to
rewind.
And Jay talks about me being nasty. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in, folks. And we're about to, in our final descent, no pun intended, NASA. No pun intended. So, Miss Sissy, you want to give us your final thoughts, darling? As you came to the strip club?
No, you give me sorry about that. great show. Just definitely welcome you all to, if you haven't yet, check out the great shows that we did over the weekend. The Caliwood was a really, really great time. Welcome you all to check that out. It was awesome. And take care, and y'all have a great night.
Oh, Princess, are you feeling sick or something like that?
I'm fine.
Are you okay? Okay. All right. Oh, you might be
here. No,
okay.
I'm all good.
Okay. I was worried. Okay.
I'm good.
Next, you want to give us your final thoughts, baby?
You know, it started out kind of rough. I didn't know if we was going to have a show or not, but once again, Miss Elias, you pulled it out, and it's always a pleasure to be on with y'all and talking to you. So everybody, just until next time, be safe, be good, and stay warm.
Yeah, that's for damn sure, because it is cold as hell here. Woo. Oh, man. Damn. All right, Dr. D, you want to give us your final thoughts before we... And I implore everybody to stick around and hear Dr. D's wonderful experience that she had. But Dr. D, you want to give us your final thoughts? We got a little time, too, actually. Wow.
Oh, wow. So I can actually say something. That's great. So let me share something that I shared on Facebook earlier today. And I want to share with everyone. Okay, first. And is that one the one? No, hold on.
6 minutes, Suggy Fresh, you're on.
Okay, this is the one I'm sorry. Okay, listen, guys. Here we go. Hello. All right. I wrote this actually yesterday. It is what it is. It is what it is. Except that this moment now is perfect. Every choice that you've made, you are supposed to make. Every experience that you've had as a result of the choice that you've made, you were to experience, and it's all good. How else may you experience life and all of its profound results? So I invite you to not waste time regretting and contemplating in your head how you could have done it better. Instead, embrace this moment now. Accept that it is perfect, period. And move on from there. Thank you. So, everyone, it is what it is, and enjoy now. Make the best of this thing.
All righty. Damn it, you did that in less than a minute. Whoa. What is going on? All right. Momo B, give us your final thoughts.
My final thought is try not to be fake or pretend you like or accept something for the sake of someone else, because, number one, it is setting the wrong stage for the relationship, and number two, you really don't want nobody being fake and pretending for your ass. Boom.
Okay. That was plain and simple. And my final thought to this. Damn Blog Talk Radio, they a little rough this evening on me. I couldn't sign in. I couldn't get in. So, Dr. D, I understand what you were going through last week, and I was like, damn, what the hell happened here?
She was calling the wrong number.
No,
I was calling the right number. Right?
No, you wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah, you did say that.
I did call the right number.
Said, I know.
It was number
8805. It just kept telling me it wouldn't accept the 800 number. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway.
I'll have time to tell the ass. Lock it down.
Yeah.
Now, I went through what she went through, I guess. I was like, damn, how the hell could she get in and Momo B kept calling in? But this damn thing wouldn't let me in.
Over.
Speaking, so I was like, yeah, just like, wow, what the hell? But I digress on that one. Mm-hmm. And now the boys like, oh, there you go. Boom.
I don't know.
But,
it was
folks,
doing the weirdest thing. It kept saying it was the wrong information.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no,
yeah,
no, no.
That's what it was actually. That's what it was telling me tonight.
No,
that's exactly
no,
what it was telling me tonight.
Yeah.
It was telling me it was
like
the wrong information.
Okay, let's lock it down.
I don't
blow in the back.
All right, well, hey, folks. We can't shut it down, right, ladies? Look at all ladies.
Yeah.
I love this.
Shut
I got
it
all
down.
Ladies. All right, let's shut it down then. So for myself, Nessa, Momo B's in the Heezy, Miss Sister,
ow!
Dr. Day is Stiletto, and Jay King, we bid you adieu, and Fat Man in Scotland, I know you're listening, so go to hell, you big bastard. Next up is Sister to Sister, so ladies, stay tuned if y'all want to hear what happened to Dr. Day in her time.
Oh, and it's actually sister to sister because it meant that it's Momo and I was sister to sister. And is my sister here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, you are there. Usually you won't say anything. I forgot the young lady's name. Is her name Niles? What's her name?
Her name is Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa. Okay, well, hello, Vanessa. She's not here. What about Rich's sister? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Aw, that's nice. Sister. And good. Hopefully we have no intruders to come. But you know what, girl? Tonight, I want to share very briefly my story. So we can just talk about whatever we want to talk about, of course, but I just really want to share my story. And I'm glad that we're doing it after the set because I don't want the wonderful gift of this story to be even diminished for one moment because it's so awesome. Everyone, I went to jail. Yes, I know. Pick up your jaws. I went to jail, and I had one of the best experiences in my life. I literally woke up with great smiles on my face. I taught class while I was there. And from the inmates and et cetera, I was called names from highfalutin to people being lined up to meet me so that I can help them with whatever their circumstance was. Being in jail was an experience. It was like putting Cookie Monster in a room full of cookies or a store full of cookies. It was, I saw it as an opportunity to help, and I can't tell you how I embraced this experience because I really, really, the 10 days I was there, 10 and a little bit over, the days that I was there, I was even let out early. I was sentenced to 14. I did a violation of probation. The probation charge was because I had marijuana. And although I was in the process with my doctor, did not have my card. And, well, parts of our cities are legal and other parts are not. I've chosen to use marijuana in place of the pharmaceutical drugs that I'm prescribed, and quite a bit, the Vicodins and Oxycontins and all that I'm prescribed for my back, and I choose not to do it. And I partake in the cannabis. Very candidly, I say it because I am a supporter of it, and I think it's a great option and a great thing if that's what you choose to do. So anyhow, I had a violation of probation, though. A couple of things that I had this violation on. Well, there's really nothing I can do about it. It was what it was. It was very, very minor violations, but they were violations. I know some of you are saying, like, what were the violations? I'll share a couple with you. Well, to give you an example, my first violation was I listened every morning. This was what, in my probation, I had to go to JAMS. I had to report to JAMS, and I had to report to WAM. Now, in reporting to JAMS, that means you go to a facility. You call every morning, 7 days a week, and you find out if they call your number. If they call your number, you have to go and report. And you report, you may be one that they have you to blow. That means check if you've had any alcohol, or they'll have you go and drop, you have to go potty. Well, I was always on time for my little thingy when they would call my color. And this one particular day, I called, and the lady, instead of saying 9:30, she said the office closed at 9:50. So I went at 9:50. Well, not 9:30. I was there before 9:50, but I went with the understanding that the office closed at 9:50. All right. Well, I was late, done that, and even though I recorded what the lady said on the phone, sent the MP3 to my PO, that's the probation officer. See, I'm learning all these little terms. The probation officer, there you have it. She didn't like that. She said it didn't matter. The office closes at 9:30, and in spite of my MP3, she asked me, she said, you're always sending me these dissertation emails. I don't want to hear all that. And I couldn't even pull up the MP3, and she's upset about it. And then also there was another time where I didn't know that they were going to consider this a violation because I was there. I had been charged and told I had to pay $9 to go and do what I have to do. Every time you go, you have to pay something. I went one time, and they said I had a bill. I said, I don't have a bill. They said, yes, you do. And I said, no, I don't. They said, we've done a reconciliation, and now you have a bill. I said, but how do I have a bill when I pay the same thing every time I come? Well, your PO said that she wants to do labs. Huh? So they added $25. And I must have had a credit because it was a couple of labs they put in there. So there, she said, I had to pay another $25. I said, listen, I'll have to bring you the money back tomorrow. I can't do it now. It didn't matter. They said, we can't let you touch. Well, here's the money that I was supposed to pay. You were the one who just did the reconciliation. They told me I couldn't do it. Oh, man, I'm like, this is way too much. So anyway, I got violated for that. So I was thinking about this whole JAMS thing, which is a headache in it of itself. I had completed the WAMS, which is community service. I had done that. And when they do WAM, if the judge orders you to WAM, if she tells you you've got, and you got to pay $30 a day that you go, but if she orders you to WAM, guess what? You're going to WAM. If she says she wants you to go 16 days straight, that means 16 days straight, $30 a day, and if you're not there, you're going to violate. That's just the way it is. I'm thinking, this is just for the birds. The last straw for me mentally with this whole probation thing was I was supposed to speak to some children at university outside of the event that the True Purpose team had done, but another organization had asked me to speak to these kids who were going on to with their life, and they all were orphans. They all had no parents. And I sent the request because it was the day that I was supposed to do WAM. Sent the request to the probation officer requesting to go do this. She told me no. No, no, no. She wasn't going to let me do it. And I'm thinking, I sent all the information, the contact information from the organization. She still wouldn't let me do it. And I never could understand because I'm thinking, wait a minute. WAM is one Saturday. You guys do them every month. If I'm supposed to be on probation for 9 months, then what's the big deal? Just look at another day. She didn't want to do that. I think they were trying to get rid of me from the beginning. Flat out, because it just didn't make sense. Probation fees. I had already paid all the probation fees off, like over $2,000 with all of the costs and things they had on there. And I had $600 left. I asked her, I said, I need 45 days. I just needed 45 days to do this. Mind you, usually they allow you to do your whole fee. You could pay it monthly over the duration of your probation. That's how it is. That's what, the inmates told me, and people were saying, like, no, that's not how it is. You have the whole probation to pay it off. Not me. The judge didn't even want me to have that little extra time. So anyway, for those of you who are not from Michigan, you may not understand, but Bloomfield Hills is a different court. It's just very real extra, and everybody know it. That's why most people don't come out where I live. A lot of people, it's just a different situation. So anyway, I'm there. I'm like, fine. I'm upset about that. She wouldn't let me speak. Now I'm just about fed up. So I'm thinking about this. I already have the two violations. They told me I had a court date. I'm like, man, one thing you know, when you go to Bloomfield Hills Court, most people do go to jail. I'm thinking, now I remember the times during this process where, I would go to court and then nothing would happen and everything was all good. I knew I was blessed first. I was just very blessed. Because I would go, and I would see so many people going to jail, professionals, it didn't matter what color they were. They were just going, they were putting them in jail like flies. I'm like, golly, they couldn't pay a traffic ticket, got suspended. Oh, you don't have the money today? Sure, 14 days. Like, whoa, man, everybody's going to jail. But I wouldn't go. Every time, I promise you, I'm sitting there in court, I will always leave out as if, and feeling like I'm getting away from something that's just going to be inevitably going to happen. And I was given a grace period for a reason. And I managed to take care of some things, do things I had to do. And I kept feeling like that. I always was reminded of this other feeling that I used to have. Ever since my journey, you guys know about my journey with the homeless shelter and all that. And I would tell people, oh, man, I've got a lot of stories. And I'm able to help and connect and understand so many people because of where I've been. And every time I would say that, in the back of my mind, I mean, for the last couple of years, in the back of my mind, it would always come to me, I would just feel this, but you haven't been to jail. And I would hear that, and I'm telling you, I ended up on a program that my company offers, which is the Alternative Incarceration Program. I ended up on that. Because it was like my bargain with God. I'm like, listen, seems like in my life I always end up having to go through stuff so I can tell some kind of story or something. I said, listen, I don't want to go to jail. Just give me anything, but please. I'm not going to jail. So I started affirming, I'm not going to jail. I was adamant, I'm not going to jail. And I was good with that. And then one day, because I believe you have the power to change and put things in the universe, however you like to do, that's your power, your authority. So I remember driving in, and it came to me, if you don't go to jail, they're going to wham you to death and jam you to death. And that's typically what happens. You get whammed and jammed in lieu of jail. So they make money however they do it. So when I thought about it, I said, oh, my God, I have to do a business. I have to help people. How do I help people? And on probation and got to call them every morning and
them tell me, if they make something up, then I have to do what they say, and I can't even do what I need to do. But there's one thing that I have no qualms with. Yes, you need to have all your paperwork. I wasn't clear. I should have studied to show myself approved in the process, and I wouldn't have been in a situation. But it's, hey, it is what it is. So I said, man, I don't want that. And 2 days before court, it was hitting me. You know, I might be going to jail. But then I kept saying, no, my vision. I already said what I said. That means I'm not going. And then when I had the wham and the jam, the deaf, you know, knowledge and knowing, I said, oh, no, I don't want that. That's not what I want. So I told my children, I said, guys, I want you to vision with me that my probation is, that they cancel my probation, period. I don't want to be dealing with them. At this age, I've never dealt with the law in this capacity, and I'm not trying to have them on my foot. And man, this is really tough that people go through. My God, it's like a catch-22. You're in the system. God help you. So I said, man, I mean, this vision with mommy, probation is canceled. That's period. I don't know how it's going to happen. How's that going to happen? I don't know, but it's canceled. And I went that day, and the money that they asked, I had paid it just before I went into court. So my attorney and I walk in, and he starts talking about the things that they said violated. He was like, no, peers are proof, da, 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 da. The judge said, you know what? I can already tell. You don't like the rules we have. You know what? I'm sentencing you to 14 days. And I'm like, Now, mind you, she said 14 days, and then she said, I'm revoking your probation. And I'm like, yes, saying to myself, right? Thank God. I feel like a big monkey was off my back. I'm like, good, great. So then she said, so my attorney says, but she just paid the balance. She just paid it. She's got a receipt. I'll give her money back. Whatever there was on the probation, just give it back to her. Just give her money. Okay. This is great. So for some reason that day, as opposed to the days before where I was going to court and I was just, man, praying to God I'd just get out of jail. I mean, get out of the experience having to go to jail. And I promise every time I got to court, and this has been going on since July, I promise you, I always made some bar. I'm like, please. I started really working on that program. I'm like, I'm just doing anything because I mean, hey, I'll get the experience by going in and helping people, you know. Hey, sometimes we ask for things, we don't know what the journey is, you know. We don't know the required journey to get to what we're asking for. And, hey, I couldn't have been in a better place. So I'm there. I feel such peace. I swear you would have thought that she, oh, man, I can't explain the peace that I felt. They let me talk to my son. I was able to get some things organized with him. I'm standing there, court's in session, and they're letting me handle all my business with my son. Such favor from the beginning. I walk out, and the cop comes over. He's standing next to me, letting me do what I need to do. I give my son my things and give him instructions on some things or whatever. And then they handcuff me. He says, where are you going? In the back. He said, oh, we can go in the front. Come on. We go out the door. He says, you know, we're going to miss you. I said, yeah. I said, I'll be around. I'm around the neighborhood. I said, I'll be around. He says, you got a real sweet deal. I said, yeah, I did. He said, man, that's almost unheard of. I said, so you, how long more did you have on probation? I said, I have about 7.5 months or so left. He said, wow, that was really sweet. So now you're off probation. Man, that's really good. I said, yeah. So, and I told him, I said, I'm really excited about this for some strange reason. I'm like, super excited. So I go to the jail, get my mugshot done, and everybody's laughing. They're like, what the hell's wrong with this chick? She's laughing. She's smiling. Like, this is a mugshot. I know. But, I mean, hey, it's cool. I'm happy. It didn't kill anything. One of the ladies that I met there, she sat with me in the room, but just, you're in before you get checked. And it takes her to tell you, I can't tell you, but she said, I sat there and I looked at her and I said, hey, how you doing? I let them know in there. I said, you know, hey, we're all here for a reason. What did you do? You know, we're talking. And it was a really, really, really awesome experience. So then the first night in New Arrest. Now, I can't help but be me. I am a happy person. I come in, and we're talking, as you know, I say hi to people, and of course, I guess you're not supposed to say hi to people in jail, because you're in jail. You're supposed to look bad. You're bad. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say hi. So I say, hey, hi, you know, said to the officers, hi, hello, and they're looking at me really strange, and I'm like, okay. Told me where my cell was in a new arrest area, and I went up there. Got acquainted with my little bunkie, and she was a young lady, well, quite a little older than me, and had back surgery, so she was in pain. They had taken her little pain patches off of her and so left her just high and dry in pain. And so we kind of connected. We talked, and that night I come out. I had a question for one of the officers. She got really snappy with me, and I said, oh, it's no problem. I said, are you okay today? I said, what the heck? Where am I okay? I'm fine. Oh, okay. Well, good. No problem. I go back to my cell and do what I do. Next day comes around. I wasn't the first night. The next day comes around. That's the next day. I'm in the room and get up in the morning and time for us to go get our breakfast. I come down, and they gave us, it was horrible, first of all. The prisons, I'm really working now in another capacity, additionally with this incarceration thing. It's horrible, okay? They're asking for cancer and everything else. It's horrible. It's just horrible what they do there. The food is terrible. So I tell them, I'm thinking, look at what these people have to eat. So I got my plate, and they were going to give me some milk. I said, no, thank you. I don't need some milk. She says, one of the officers, she says, you don't have to take your plate. So I looked at her, and I said, I didn't say I didn't want my plate. I said, I don't want the milk. I said, I'm vegetarian. I don't drink that. But thank you very much. She looked at me like, this mom. You know, she can be for real. So she shook her head, and I'm still not getting it, I guess. I go to my cell, get done later on. I come down, I get some things to kind of clean up my cell because it was a mess, and go back to my cell. And that, later on, I'm humming in the cell. And my bunkie says, oh, you have a pretty voice. I said, thank you. And the young lady asked me to sing. Now, she looked like a punk rock star or something, and I said, oh, what would you like? I'm thinking, I probably don't know anything that she can sing that she want to hear. She said, I like gospel. I said, okay. So I sung the first song. I was trying to sing a little low, but, you know, in a jail, it's kind of hard because, you know, you got the acoustics in there, like, it's sealed, nothing but steel all around, right? So I'm in there, and I sung, I'm Not Gonna Complain. After I sung that song, she's, you know, I heard a little clapping out in the other cell because we were all in what you call lockdown. So nobody was out walking around. We were all in the lockdown in the pot. So they clapped a little, and then she said, oh, that was beautiful. She said, can you sing something else? And I said, okay. And then one of the ladies in the other cell just yelled out the room, hey, yeah, can you sing something else? Sing something else, baby. That was good. That was good. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll sing. I said, do you guys want to hear Yolanda Adams? So I don't know, about 60, 80 women. I was 60 in the normal pod that I moved to ultimately, but it was, I don't know, it was like 80 in this one, other the newer wrestler. So ladies say, yeah, sing again. Somebody said, who is that? Who was that singing? And there's one lady said, I think it's that little chocolate lady. I'm like, oh, I've got some friends in the jail now, okay? So anyway, so I sing Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams. And this time I'm singing loud because everyone, like, sing loud, speak up, we can't hear. And I'm singing. Well, I didn't read the rules. You know what the judge said. I don't seem to like to follow the rules. So anyway, I didn't read the rule book. You're not supposed to be loud because you send off monitors or something down there to the sheriffs and then they all come in and all that stuff. Oh, I didn't know that. So I'm singing my little wonderful song. And an officer walks in, says nothing, and walks out. I see him out of my peripheral, but I didn't think it was a problem. I kept singing. When I'm done singing, this people are clapping like loud, and it was like, wow, it's so amazing. I'm thinking I'm in the jail. All of these people I can help and inspire. I swear, it felt so good. So anyway, they're clapping. I'm like, wow. So the officer walks in again, and one of the gals, this was right during the clapping, they say, hey, you going to let us out? We've been in these pods all day. You going to let us out? We got to make calls. And they're doing all that. And the guy says, you seem like you've already had a concert. No. So they were locked down on account of my singing. So I'm thinking, oh, I done really screwed up. I'm not doing so well as I thought in this jail thing. So I yell at this little thing. I said, I apologize, everyone. I did not mean to get everybody in trouble and locked down. I just didn't mean that. Well, they start clapping like crazy. And then one of the ladies, she said, you okay. You made me cry. Then this other lady said, you gave me hope. That was beautiful. Don't you worry about it. And they were clapping, and they kept on clapping. Man, you talk about. I was so happy. Like, I mean, it just brought me to tears that somebody would help. And however it helped them, it was that moment. It was the best thing ever. And I'll say this before I go on with, I got a couple more stories. It was so phenomenal. We get in valleys or situations in our life, sisters and brothers, whoever is listening, and we get so concerned about why we are in a situation or why something didn't happen the way we wanted it to happen. We get so concerned with that, we forget, I should say we negate to take advantage of the opportunities that life has given us to grow and to develop, to give, to share, to give. You know what I'm saying? We miss out because we are tripping on us. You know, we have choices in whatever situation, and sometimes, I get it. Sometimes, look, you're not trying to hear anybody, help anybody, inspire anybody, and it's like, come on now, for real, I've had my day. You get it? Get it. And when you get it, you got to get up out of it. All right? You got to choose to do that. So anyway, that was that day. Everybody's on lockdown. And that was the second day. Yeah, that was the second day. Because the first day, I don't know. Maybe I was there, lost track. I don't know. The next day, was one more day, I believe, that I was in there. It was. And the lady comes, the one that checked me on my breakfast. And she says to me, the officer, tell him not just to me. At first, she talks and yells to everybody. Everybody, get out of your cells. And they unlock all the cells and hear the click, 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 click. Get out and wash your cells. Take your shower. Just because you're in jail doesn't mean that you don't take your shower. And clean your cell. Oh, my gosh. This is just way too much. So I walk out of my cell. And I said, I was on the second floor, and I looked down to her, and I said, I don't think any of us here have a problem with you finally opening the cells today for us to take a shower. And I also think that I don't think anyone has a problem with cleaning. We're doing exactly how you said. And she looked at me, and she squinted her eyes like, who the heck? And she told one of the trustees are the girls in green who, you know, they're working towards minimizing their time, and they get around, they get to clean and do all this extra stuff, and they get a lot more freedom. So she looks at the trustee, and she says, that's so highfalutin. And I'm like, okay. I don't know what that's going to mean for me here in the jail, but I'm good. And I still, you know, hey, I was just doing what I was doing. They eventually moved me over to the new pod. I'm over at the new pod, and I'm telling you, my first night there was really nice. And I started, my mind was just going on opportunities. Like, oh, my gosh. Well, it was people I know. And I said, man, okay, I bet they don't know. You know, the women, I didn't know a lot of their stories, but I was starting to learn of a lot of their stories. And some of them, man, they get in the system, and a lot of them were concerned because now they had homes when they came. Now they know that when they leave, they don't have a home, and maybe they did something 2 years ago, like when they were young and stupid and not stupid. I don't think you're ever stupid, but, you know, young and just doing things that you know, you should really probably not do. And these girls, you know, some of them, they just caught a bum rap. And then some of them, yeah, they made choices, deliberate choices that got them there. And maybe it was deliberate time they made it, and maybe it wasn't, you know, it was, they had moved on from that because most of them were young and they did a lot of crazy things. But now they're dealing with, okay, they got pulled over. Child Protective Services came to their house. Soon as they were sentenced for a little 10, 14 days or 30 days or whatever where I was. And now they have to think about, man, losing my home. I've lost my job. Got kicked out of school this semester now because I'm not going to be able to complete my finals and blah, blah, blah. And all these other things. And then they start getting on medication. It's like crazy, the cycle. And they sit up all day. You've got, depending on which officer is there, you might get dehumanized, and then in some place cases you're not. So it's pretty interesting and just being around all of this different, this diversity of people that have all kind of different situations. And, oh, man, so that's my first full day there. I let everybody know that I was going to teach class, and that's what I did. I taught class. I taught credit and business development, same class that people pay me for outside. I taught it there for free, and I offered it to them, and I had more than 10% of the inmates that attended the class. I had young women that were crying, like sitting in the class and just weeping. Man, I can't believe I met you. Like, I always had this vision to do this or that, but I didn't think I could do it. I just never knew how to do it. I didn't know where to go or who to talk to. I mean, oh, man. Well, one young lady, I got to share this story.
Okay, I'm going to go to bed. Ladies, good night. I will talk to y'all soon. Girl, I've been up since 3:30. I have been flying all day long.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I've been flying all day long. Sorry, y'all. I got to go lay it down.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Thank you for listening
to the story. Is Mama B still on the phone?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I wouldn't
get
hung up. Oh, no. I'm about to pass out. Good night.
Good night.
Hi, Vanessa.
Is she a Vanessa? Hello, Richardson.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I was like, is her name Vanessa?
Vanessa. Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what. Do they call her Nessa or something like that? Is that what they're always calling her?
I'm not sure.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's the story. But I do want to tell, like, those who are listening, it's one young lady I helped. 20 years old, with expecting a child, and her situation was so weird. She did something a few years ago, but she caught a felony when she was young, doing a larceny. And she did the larceny, you know, she said she got with the wrong people, but her mom went to prison, and her grandmother was off. She had the responsibility with her little sister and her grandmother who had diabetes. And they didn't have food and stuff, so she went and she did larceny. And trying to get money. She get the stuff to sell, do whatever she was doing. So I asked her, did she let the judge hear that case? Because she wanted me to help her write a letter to the judge. And she said, no, they wouldn't let me talk. I'm like, wow. So she wanted just an early release. She was getting ready to get out anyways, but she wanted an early release because she's pregnant. And I'm telling you, it was so amazing because this young lady, when she didn't tell me her story, she also said,
that she did not know what she was going to do in life anymore because she wanted to be a judge, but because she has a felony, she didn't think she could be a judge. And it was great because her speaking to me, she was able to understand that, no, she can be still be the judge. I told her, so you're going to be the best judge in the world because you're going to be the one that's compassionate. You can relate to their stories. You know where they've been. So you're going to be excellent, absolutely awesome. She's like, really? I'm like, yes. And she teared up. She's like, she was so happy because she didn't have that vision at first. She thought it wasn't there, you know, and that's just amazing. And she didn't think she had an opportunity anymore. But she said this. This is one of her testimonies, and I got quite a few testimonies, but I'm just going to read this one. She says, you talked to me and gave me hope and encouragement, made me look at life a totally different way, being behind bars for 6 months. I'm looking at things totally different from our conversation. Thank you. Isn't that nice? I'm telling you, if for nothing else, that alone. So we have to, my whole point of the story on Sister to Sister tonight, guys, is embrace wherever you are. Know that it's all good. There are no accidents. There are only situations that we try to put the pieces together and try to puzzle it up, you know, try to make it work, try to have some understanding of things that take place in our life. But there's nothing accidental. It's all just an opportunity to make it happen for ourselves. There's an opportunity of choice, opportunity to grow and to be developed. And so I ask, you know, and earlier in that thing where I said the statement where I said accept that your moment is perfect, that is so true. Accept that it's perfect. And I put on there, you may ask, what if the results are not favorable? And I say, realize that wherever there is a positive, there is a negative and vice versa, such is life in its process of balance. Pray, what am I to experience in this moment now? Be still and listen as it will come to you as a knowing of what this moment was intended to be for you. Know that it is perfect. Know that there are so many treats in this outcome for you, new opportunities to serve, create, transform, people to help, growth and development for you, new choices to spend time pondering the negative positive that it must mean for you, interrupts the opportunity of all the great that it was ultimately designed for you to attain. So embrace it and give love on this moment now. And that's always to create a happy day. Yes, yes, yes. So, Rich Sister, what do you have going on? And that's my story, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm just still on the high from a weekend.
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, definitely. It was just an awesome weekend. I mean, that was definitely on Sunday. That was my first Oscar event. So,
aww. So
that was just really exciting. Mm-hmm. Just really exciting. And I welcome you all to, if you missed the shows that Cassandra Calloway and I did over the weekend, welcome you to check them out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Calliewood, where we did two shows. Saturday was a pre-Oscar party that was held at Bread of Life Foursquare Gospel Church. And then on Sunday, we broadcast it live from the Children Uniting Nations Oscar Viewing Party. And once again, just welcome you out. We did two really great shows, and I just welcome everyone listening to check it out once again. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Calliewood.
Well, that is awesome. Yeah, I know you guys, that was a really, 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 really awesome weekend. Really awesome weekend. It was great hearing everything that you guys were doing. It was awesome. Awesome. I wish I would have been there. It was good. I mean, I was a part of it. It was good being a part of it via virtually, but, you know, that is awesome. You know, I want to say, you know, about Lupita. What do you have to say about her?
Oh, wow. I'm so glad she won. Well,
everything. She's won everything. And I think it was awesome, too, with the Oscars because it's like, I mean, wow. Do you realize that we won the Oscars? And I'm saying we because this is the first time I think that we've had where not only did black people win Oscars, it was a slavery movie. You know what I'm saying? And some people may argue that. Do you know that? Some people may say, yeah, well, we would win the Oscar when it was all about slavery. You know what I mean? To display that. I've heard some people say that. I'm like, look, I understand it was slavery, but it can be, I think definitely it's amazing that even with it being slavery, we received Oscars for it, and it was great.
Yeah,
and that story,
it's all about, you know, just honoring the work, you know,
mm-hmm.
that was put in, you know.
Yes.
You know, and it's, you know, it makes me even more, well, I'm kind of different. It makes me feel more proud that was a, you know, that was because of a movie that's dealing with, you know, not such an easy subject to, you know, talk about and deal with. You know, so I just think, you know, everyone did a great job in the movie and, you know, really glad that Lupita won.
Wow.
And she looked beautiful. I love what the dress she had on. She looked beautiful.
And her speech was amazing. Speech was amazing. She had such eloquence, and she was very, very straight to the point. I mean, she was just amazing. She gave character to every person that she honored. She honored them not only by saying their names, but actually being specific as to how they impacted her. You know, and typically people just run through the names, oh, my God, this, that, and third, da, 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 da. She didn't even have notes. And when she said each person, she addressed it on top of that. She addressed it with what they did for her eloquently. Like, she didn't forget anything. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really great, really great. And I'm glad Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto won for their roles because that was really my out of all the movies that I watched and saw, I really liked it, that movie. Dallas Buyers Club. It was really great.
I didn't see that.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Did she just say, hold on? See, I don't know what's going on with Rick's sister. She just said, hold on. And we are on live radio.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
See there? You know what? I told them that's something that I would do. And everybody would curse me out for it if I did it.
No, it just seemed like first the phone wanted to ring. I just went on and let that ring out. And then somebody wanted to knock on the door. Well, that I couldn't ignore. So I sorry about that.
No, you're okay. I was just laughing because if it was me, they would have been all over me with that one. They say, oh, my gosh, she just said, hold on, and we're on live radio. So now I don't feel bad. I'm not alone. I'm so not alone. I watched Lupita in a segment with
some actors, Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, and a few other young ladies, and just so amazing watching Lupita as she's sitting there and gracefully taking all of this in, and it being her first film, and even her coming out with the fact that she had issues with growing up with the color of her skin. And I'm like, wow. And you know, that we've talked about that on, like, on the serious side and stuff like that. And I always tell people, I did not have a problem with it. But so many women have. And I understand, though, but so many women have. Even though I've had some stories regarding it. It says here, this is something that she wrote. So you cannot eat beauty. You cannot depend on outer beauty. There, you must be the beauty inside you. And she said, truth I was constantly told by my mother as a child while I battled with my dark skin. Isn't that something? And she's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it just makes the win even more special.
Yeah, yeah.
It just goes to show you, you know, no limits, you know. Don't put limits on yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like under any circumstances, don't do that. Just let it be. Wow, just let it be. I was looking at some of the other people, like Angela Bassett. I wish, you know, sometimes I wish they can go back in time and award some of these individuals, some of the young women and men who were not afforded a fair case when it came to, like, the Oscars. Like, they didn't get the Oscars, but they should have, you know? Like Angela Bassett in her role with Tina Turner. Oh, my God. She was nominated, but she didn't get it. And that was just like, are you kidding me? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she played a great role in that.
Mhm. Yes, she did. A great, great role. I was just looking, and they age so well. It's important to take care of yourself. I'm looking at Angela Bassett, 55 years old, and just the talent and the beauty that is within all races. But us as a people, it's so amazing. And I'm telling you, what's even more amazing, when I think about just really being happy and knowing what happiness is and being happy with you, I think that's the air we're in. We're in the happiness air, you know? So awesome. You know, I plan on coming to Los Angeles.
Okay. Be great to see you.
Yeah, I plan on coming. We're supposed to be.
I mean, you know, you have a specific time you're coming, or are you just talking as a whole?
Well, I'm talking as a whole, but I know Cassandra and I say that we are going to talk, and I'm going to make a specific time. I've been having to get together with my schedule. I'll be leaving the country in August and then right back out again in September. So I'm trying to, then my daughter graduates this year, and we've got things going on June and part of July, so I just have to see how my schedule's going. Plus, I've got a lot of events going on here in Michigan, so I got quite a bit going on, so that's why I want to get with her and us to set a date. She says she's going to be doing something, I think, in July or August, so we'll work it out. I want to do an event there. That's what I want to do. We'll have to all work together. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it will be real great to see you.
Yep, well, thank you. It'll be great to see you, too. I saw some video she had of you falling asleep in church, Rich Sister. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah,
yes.
Her in those videos.
Boy, she really got her.
I thought.
Yeah,
I thought,
her
I
in those videos. I got to keep an eye out on her.
I'm telling you. I thought you were going to be drooling next. When you bobbed your head, I said, oh, gosh, here comes the drool. And then it was off. I'm like, okay. Oh, man. That is too funny. Simply too funny. Wow. I am trying to get myself together. I'm getting ready to, I've got actually quite a bit of work left to do here. And I'm trying to get it done so that I can lay it down because I also have to get up at like 5 in the morning. So, what are your plans for the rest of the evening? Because it's still kind of early there.
Well, just nothing more than just, I mean, chilling, relaxing for the rest of the night. Don't have no plans like going out or anything like that. Just going to be chilling for the rest of the night.
Well, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, good. Well, I want you to have a great night, and I want everybody that's listening, whether it's night or day, to have a great night. And you have one final word you want to give?
Well, this was a great sister time. I appreciate you for sharing your story. And
I just
thank God for you and just continue blessings for what God has in store for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I love being here. I appreciate you for your inspiration and how you always come. You come humble and sweet. And no matter what those guys, how they talk and be all funny, everybody, you always maintain consistency. And I just love it. So thank you, Rich Sister, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.